This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The gunman who killed 12 people at a Virginia Beach government building on Friday had emailed his employers a resignation letter hours earlier. City Manager Dave Hansen said Sunday that the suspect, a longtime public utility employee, had notified his superiors on Friday afternoon about his intention to quit his job. The suspect was identified as Dwayne Craddock. A motive has not been determined yet. Hansen said all but one of the murder victims were Virginia Beach City employees. The other one was a contract worker. Officials said four others were wounded in the shooting at Building 2 of the city's municipal complex. Police Chief James Cervera said the suspect was a disgruntled worker, in his words, who was killed by police in a prolonged shootout. Cervera said one police officer was wounded in the shooting. Friday's tragedy was the deadliest mass shooting in the United States since November, when a gunman killed 12 people at a bar in Thousand Oaks, California. China's defense minister on Sunday made a rare acknowledgement of the massacre of hundreds of protesters calling for democracy at Tiananmen Square in Beijing 30 years ago. 30年的时间证明着死30年了中国在中国共产党人领导之下那发生了三天覆地。The defense minister answered a reporter's question Sunday about the event, saying the crackdown was, in his words, the correct policy to quell the uprising. He said China had undergone major changes in the past 30 years. He also said China has enjoyed stability and development because of the way the government handled the uprising. Tuesday, June 4th, marks the 30th anniversary of the killings. Chinese censors have scrubbed mention of the event from social media and suppressed discussion about it. This is VOA News. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says he's not ready and doesn't believe the country is ready for an effort to impeach President Trump for what he called high crimes and misdemeanors, because without Republican support, that effort would fail. Schiff said on ABC News this week that the move would likely fail due to a lack of support from Republicans in the House and the Senate.
At this point, the Speaker has not reached the conclusion, and I haven't either, that it's best for the country to put us through an impeachment proceeding that we know is destined for failure in the Senate.
But he said Democrats could decide to move ahead with the effort if Trump continues to demonstrate his unfitness for office. His comments followed an announcement by special counsel Robert Mueller last week, who said it was not an option for his team of prosecutors to charge the president with obstruction of justice or any crime due to longstanding Justice Department policy. Three explosions struck Afghanistan's capital Kabul on Sunday, including a sticky bomb attached to a bus carrying university students. The blasts caused more than 22 casualties. The bus attack took place in the western part of Kabul. Police confirmed that two other blasts were later heard from the same area. They couldn't provide more details. A colony of little penguins on a remote island near Sydney, Australia, are moving into a new, specially designed bunker to ensure their survival after a bushfire wiped out their habitat last year. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Little penguins are just that, about 35 centimetres tall and 1 kilogram in weight when fully grown. In Sydney, Australia's biggest city, there are just two remaining colonies. One in the seaside suburb of Manly is endangered because of hunting by foxes and development, while the other on Lion Island, an 8-hectare outpost in the city's north, is struggling following a bushfire that destroyed much of the island in 2018. To help the population recover, wildlife rangers have installed 20 concrete burrows on Lion Island. They are fireproof and protect the penguins from predators, such as foxes and goannas. Originally, they were fairly common on the Australian mainland, but now their colonies are generally restricted to offshore islands. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. State Department will now require almost all applicants for U.S. visas to submit social media, email, and telephone information. The new rules require people applying for immigrant and non-immigrant visas to list all social media usernames, email addresses, and telephone numbers used in the past 5 years. The new requirements would affect nearly 15 million people. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.